For many hours this weekend, the National Building Museum downtown became the mecca for D.C. area beer drinkers. And surprise, WTOP's Brennan Hazelton was there too.
That is dynamite. That is really good.
We can just get it out of the way now. Yes, I enjoyed myself at Savor, a two-night event put on by the Brewers Association, and I wasn't alone.
It's 2,000 people a night, two nights, so 4,000 people.
Julia Hers directs the association's craft beer program and publishes craftbeer.com.
It's like no other beer event. It's not a beer festival. We call it a beer and food pairing experience, and no large producers are serving at this, only small and independent craft brewers. There's a lottery to get in. It's 74 breweries, and 160 breweries enter the lottery.
So you're turning breweries away.
Oh, yes. Yes, we are. We intentionally keep this as a smaller, more intimate experience. Granted, 2,000 people a night. It's like a very large wedding.
Without the family politics, of course.
They're known for aging in different types of wine barrels. Chardonnay barrels is what this has been aged in. They're from Nebraska.
After a tasting or two, I moved on to talk with some local brewers, including Bill Butcher, founder of Port City Brewing.
This event is great because it's local, and we're 4 miles away in Alexandria. And I'm finding that a lot of people recognize our brand, the Port City brand, and they don't necessarily know that we're right here inside the Beltway. And so it's, a great opportunity to meet with people and hand out invitations and invite people out to our tasting room to see where the beer is made and to look at our tanks and our bottling line and see our facility.
As for the attendees, some find the event to be an eye-opener in more ways than one.
I like how you pair beers with different types of food. For example, we just had Sierra Nevada Hoptimum with vanilla ice cream and pretzel, and you wouldn't associate that they would go well. But they really did, because if you had the ice cream and the pretzel, then you take a little swig of the beer, really goes well, because the beer is really bitter and it finishes off the sweetness and then the saltiness of the pretzel. Something you wouldn't think about.
So if Savor returns next year, when and where will it be? Those details are still to come. In the district, Brennan Hazelton, WTOP News.